Robot or not?
Robot or not?
There are right now. We have two vehicles roaming around on the planet Mars, and we've sent many other space probes into the far corners of our solar system. So I have to ask: are these robots?
Did we not cover this one already?
It's possible.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes we'll just have some duplicates. What do they call it? When you like sticker collecting? You got two of one of them. You got dupes. You got doubles.
It's like a rerun.
You got doubles.
I don't think we did. Did we?
I don't know. Anyway, easy to address.
All right.
Because as I could swear I said in the past, these things are all basically remote control cars, but it's like really remote. Like they're not sort of on their own doing things. You tell them what to do. They have, you know, like, here's where the robot is now. Here's where the big blue rock is that we want to go drill on later. Let's chart a course towards it. Let's decide where we're going to go. And then, you know, it's a remote control car.
I don't know if that's entirely true. I think the Mars rovers have some detection software where if they're rolling to their destination and there's stuff in the way, they will either stop or they will try to go around it.
Yeah, they have basic things to try, you know, basic self-preservation, and obviously it's not like a real remote control car because it takes so long for the signal to even get there that they basically plot out the course and then send the signal and then wait, and then the signal travels through space and then it gets to them and it does, you know, but it's not like one-to-one relationship, and the thing does have some smarts about how to get from point A to point B and may do many things on its own, including tilting its solar panels to be whatever, or turning, or going through a sequence to collect a sample and put it in a little thing and cook it and do all this stuff. Still not a robot, because it is basically a thing that is remotely controlled by a person with a little bit of smarts and automation in it. It doesn't have... The thing people keep bringing up is the Roomba. How is the Roomba the robot? If you told the Roomba what to do, if you plotted the course that you wanted it to vacuum on your smartphone, it would not be a robot anymore.
But instead, you just say, hey, Roomba, vacuum.
You don't even say that. You just, as far as I'm aware, you just plug it in, put it in this little base station, and maybe there's some scheduling in terms of when you say it can be active and when it can't, but like you don't get to control how it vacuums. It vacuums however its stupid little algorithm tells it to.
Even something like New Horizons, which is so far away that it has to do its entire encounter with Pluto without any human intervention whatsoever.
Pre-programmed, though, right?
Yep. It definitely wasn't reacting to what was going on. It was told what it needed to do. Although it did, at one point, shut itself off into a safe mode because it had some, like, issues that it needed to address. But it
could have reacted to things that are going on. Like, maybe they programmed it to react, or it's still not it's not its own person. Not that you need personhood, but you know what I mean? It's not independent. Like I don't want to explain robot, so we should move on. I was gonna reveal too much, but I will not.
We'll save that. Oh, anyway, sorry space fans. Not a robot.